The Illusion of Choice. 16.5 Psychological Biases That Influence What We Buy. By Richard Shotton. Read by Simon Cole. Published by Harriman House. Introduction. Have you ever wondered why margarine is yellow? You might have assumed it was just a factor of the manufacturing process. But when margarine was invented, it had an off-white hue. Uncharitable folk might even have said it was grey. The change to the now familiar colour came later and was primarily due to Louis Cheskin, a Ukrainian psychologist who had been hired by Good Luck Margarine in the 1940s to boost their flagging sales. To understand why shoppers picked butter over margarine, he set up an experiment. He invited local housewives to a series of lunchtime lectures. These talks were preceded by a buffet, nothing fancy, just triangles of white bread and chilled pats of butter. After the talk finished, Cheskin chatted amiably with the attendees. How engaging was the lecture? Did it last too long? How well-dressed was the speaker? Oh, and one final question. What did you think of the food? Cheskin repeated this experiment half a dozen times, alternating between serving margarine and butter. The results fitted with the prevailing opinion of the two spreads. The diners made far more derogatory comments about margarine than butter. But there was a twist. In the tests, he dyed the margarine yellow and labelled it butter, and dyed the butter white and labelled it margarine. When the participants were disparaging the margarine as oily, they were actually commenting on butter. The purpose of Cheskin's charade was to prove that the enjoyment of margarine was determined by our expectations. All the elements of the experience, colour, smell, even the packaging, contributed to our expectations and therefore the taste. Cheskin called this phenomenon sensation transference. Cheskin used his theory to make suggestions to the marketing team at Good Luck. His most important recommendation was to change the colour of margarine from off-white to yellow, so it would benefit from buttery associations. It wasn't just Good Luck who harnessed this tactic. Other brands swiftly copied the yellow colouring and category sales soared. In the 1950s, margarine overtook butter in popularity, a lead it held for more than 50 years. Good Luck's approach was once typical. Brands would regularly hire psychologists to understand what they could do to boost their sales. Cheskin alone worked with brands ranging from Betty Crocker to Marlborough, Gerber to McDonald's. A subliminal challenge. However, the centrality of psychology to brands wasn't to last. In 1957, Vance Packard wrote a book called The Hidden Persuaders. It sold more than 1 million copies and caused a sensation. In the book, Packard reported a series of revelations by a consultant called James Vickery into subliminal advertising. This was a phrase that Vickery had coined to describe the practice of adding hidden messages to communications. These messages were supposedly flashed up for 1/3,000th of a second, too quick to even be consciously noticed. Vickery claimed that he had run such a campaign in a cinema and boosted the sales of popcorn and Coke by nearly 70%. In the fevered atmosphere of the Cold War, these tales of manipulative hidden messages sounded a bit too close to Orwellian mind control. The media whipped up a frenzy of condemnation and the American government banned subliminal ads. In the fallout, the use of psychological techniques in general was tarnished by association, and this body of insights fell out of fashion. Tall Tales of Big Brother. It later turned out that Vickery had invented the tale of subliminal advertising and that he never conducted any tests. But by that stage, it was too late. For more than 50 years, psychological techniques remained shunned. However, that's changing. The benefits of applying behavioral science and psychology to marketing are so strong that it was only a matter of time before they returned. There are three compelling reasons, the three R's, why you should be interested in this field. First, relevance. It's hard to think of a subject more relevant to sales and marketing than behavioral science and psychology. Think about the key challenges any business faces. Encouraging shoppers to